Hi guys, just a reminder that this podcast, as well as many of my online resources, is delivered freely. If you would like to help me get this message of healing out to millions of people around the world, please consider clicking on the donate button on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Thank you. Hello, my beautiful friends. How are you today? This is Nicole, and you've reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain, with me, Nicole Sachs. Welcome to it. Welcome, welcome. So today is going to be a bit of a mini-sode because I am currently at Omega. As I record this, I am currently not at Omega. I'm home in my office the last day before I leave, but I really am so busy trying to prepare, and I have such slim windows of time, but I knew that I wanted to have an episode that could air while I'm there, and I couldn't bring my recording equipment because it's a bit more sophisticated than it was 2 years ago last I brought it. So here we are. And so we're going to do a quick mini-sode about a conversation I had this morning that I think was really instructive to my own life, and it was to the person with whom I was talking. So I thought, let me just bring it to the pod. Let me bring it to the pod. And I'm going to quickly say that if you're new to my work and this happens to be the first podcast you're ever listening to of mine, definitely go back to the beginning. I hear it's really instructive to start at episode one and just, you know, just go through them, slog through them. And so you could do that if you'd like, or you could listen to some of my more recent ones, but this is just going to be a quickie. If you do want to learn more about my work, you can always go to thecureforchronicpain.com, click on the resources tab. There's so much free information. I have a YouTube channel. I have a book. I have this podcast. I have an online community. I have an Instagram at Nicole Sachs LCSW. So there's a lot of ways to find me and learn about this. This work will change your life. It will open your eyes to the beautiful possibilities that you may have been missing. And I really hope for you that you can take advantage of it. For the purposes of today, I'm going to call this podcast Google Mapping Your Life. And the reason I'm going to is because I have found lately in my own life, and I know from so many of my beautiful friends and colleagues and people that I help, it's so easy to lose yourself in the weeds of your life, to be walking through your days with the problems that feel so thick and so encompassing all around you and forget the bigger picture. And I remember when I first learned about Google Maps, or Google Earth, or whatever you call it, where it pulls up and you can see the entire thing. That was a really interesting experience because it was almost like a philosophical exercise in seeing things from a different perspective. And you know, we so often walk through our days in the map version where it's like left turn in 30 feet, you know, you will be passing a gas station in 25 feet, you know, just in such the minute details, because I believe that is a nervous system response to keep us safe, you know, to keep us hyper-focused on what's happening right at this very second, right around us, who might be angry, who might be coming at us, what problem might be next, what do we have to protect, what do we have to do. It's all so right here. It's so immediate. And I'm not putting that down. I mean, we need it. We full on need it. We need to be immediate. We need to be aware and awake and alive and know who needs us and know when we need something. And that nervous system is not incorrect. We need to be protected. If something's coming at us, we got to put our hands up and block, whether it be actual or metaphorical. So that's a human condition that we will not overcome, nor should we want to overcome it. However, it's really easy to be incredibly stressed out and very, very anxious and very, very potentially triggering yourself into whatever your symptom is if we stay there all day, every day. And so what I want to encourage you to do is when you can, and I'm doing it right now, just being here with you guys, to press that Google Earth, whatever you want to call it, and allow yourself to just spring out and take a look at the whole landscape of your life. You know, in my anxiety course, if you've taken it, I think the last lesson is the placemat exercise. And what we do in the placemat exercise is we take experiences and relationships and certain status updates of your life, and we pretend we are looking at a paper placemat at a restaurant where you can take a pen and draw on it, and you could put a line through the middle. And on the left-hand side are the challenges, and on the right-hand side are the true blessings and the things that are solid foundations of the situation that can't be taken away, like love and connection and shared experience and strengths. And this is not to say, oh, we're going to look on the bright side. No, 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 no. This is to get a real perspective, a Google Earth perspective of the real situation, and not be so caught in the weeds, because our nervous system advises us to only look for the problem. This is adaptive. This is brain science. When we're in a situation, we don't always, without intention and pause, see the positives, the strengths, the whole picture, the larger picture, the fact that it's moving somewhere where we are going to feel more free eventually. We don't do that. It's just the human brain. We are trained from our sympathetic nervous system and from our stress response and from our reptilian brain, our brainstem, our fight, flight, freeze, or fawn response. We are trained to look for the danger. And we need to pause and remember that there is more to life than the danger. And so when you Google Earth and you look out and you see the whole thing and you see, wow, wait a second, look what I've done. Look what I did. Look what I was capable of. Holy shit. This is not all bad. Look how I've grown. You know, and part of this is looking at that concept of the path of life as a trajectory up a mountain, but not from the base to the crest, from the base in concentric small circles or large circles that make themselves smaller, concentric circles around the mountain. So when you find yourself in a challenge and you think that life is terrible and it sucks and everything's wrong and bad, you can Google Earth it out and look at the whole mountain, not just your feet on a path, but the whole mountain, and say, holy crap. Last time I was here, last time I felt this low, I was not the person I am right now. I've moved up 2 rungs, 3 rungs, 10 rungs since then. Look what I'm capable. Look at the peace I can have now that I didn't have before. And if you're hearing this in a moment where you have no peace, know that those times are coming. If you just keep walking the path, left foot, right foot, breathe with intention, with purpose, with ability to have perspective. And that's what we're doing here. We're just remembering. This podcast is a reminder and a remembering to pause and pan up and out and see that there are so many things that are to be appreciated. And I want you to realize the definition of the word appreciate. I don't have it in front of me, but when I think about different ways that people use the word appreciate, appreciation is not just about having gratitude. Appreciation is about noticing. You know, in science, sometimes they say, can you appreciate the difference in the cell mass from before or after the scientific manipulation? Can you appreciate the difference? It's not, can you feel grateful for the difference? It's, can you see it? And so we're looking to appreciate the changes that we've made, or the place we are in life, or the whole picture of a situation that can feel like total chaos and misery. Because in that greater perspective and in that appreciating the changes and the differences, there is great peace to be found. And you know, I remember when I first started lecturing, it's almost 10 years ago now, when I first started bringing this work public instead of just being a private practice therapist. And I used to think about, like, how can I talk to a whole group? I mean, it's so diverse. How can I talk to 100 people, 500 people, 1,000 people? How can I generalize this to make them understand that this is important to them? And so what I did is I always brought it back to the primary purpose of my work with people, which is, how do you feel today? How do you feel today? Do you need to feel better? How do you feel today? Both physically and emotionally, mentally, is kind of all that matters. Regardless of how else you're living your life or what choices you need to make or what pressures are on you, how do you feel today? Sometimes I am in a great pressuring situation, but because I'm feeling really clear about my intentions and really good about my most recent considered actions, I feel great. I can be in total chaos and I can feel great. That's the goal. And so I can also be on a beach in Mexico with a, you know, coconut in my hand and feel terrible and feel totally out of touch and out of hand because I haven't been, you know, spiritually fit or emotionally fit or whatever. So we both know that's possible. And so if how do you feel today is the only question that matters, then what do we need to do? And this podcast is a reminder that it is the remembering that there is a bigger picture. There's a pause. There's a Google earthing it out so you can see, wow, this is bigger than I'm letting it be. And actually, I'm okay. It doesn't feel safe right now. Doesn't feel easy. Doesn't feel good. But I'm okay because I can see the bigger picture. I can see how I've grown. I can see what I've done. I can remember who I am. And it's okay. So I want to leave you with that today. I want to leave you with a remembering that you can pause and be present and be awake and be aware and be alive and say, I get to make choices with my mindset and with my intentions so I can stay as sane as possible and feel as good as possible today. As I speak to you and as this airs, I will be rounding out a week at Omega that I haven't begun. I have no idea how it's going to go, but I have an inkling it's going to be even better than I can imagine because I'm so open and my life has been really hard lately and I've been really hurting and I'm so open. It is true that suffering brings you closer to grace in ways that I do not necessarily want to ask for, but I'm not that spiritually evolved where I'm asking for suffering yet. They say that people who are like at that brink of spiritual awakening are like, bring the suffering. It brings me grace. I am not quite there, but I will tell you that I've been very open to my grace, which is bringing me a lot of presence, and I'm very excited for Omega. So if you happen to be listening and you've been here with me this week, how'd it go? Are we good? I hope we're good. All right. So for everyone out there who obviously hasn't spent the week with me, I wish you love and light. There will be more. There'll be more in-person retreats. I will be at the Art of Living Retreat Center in North Carolina for a weekend in April. Those dates will be announced soon. And I'll be back at Omega next August. They just gave me my dates. I think it's begins on August 8th. So if you're thinking about next year already. And I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to have the capacity and the privilege to do this work and to be here with you. And I hope this day and this time in your life finds you well and finds you open, because openness and willingness is really all we need. All right, guys, I send you love. This is Nicole Sachs. Until next week, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.